The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors is moving on up. The real estate upgrade was approved last night at the meeting. Joining us now is County Supervisor Linda Hopkins to give us the details. Good morning, Supervisor.
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you so much for asking. Now, the old Sears downtown will soon be your new stomping grounds. How did you land on that site, and how quickly will you move in?
You know, this is going to be a multi-year process. We are just beginning the California Environmental Quality Act processes, and so we have to go through a whole, you know, environmental impact review to comply with all environmental laws and kind of whatever. Anytime we undertake a major government decision like that, right, those processes are triggered right at the beginning. So this is going to be a number of years in the future, and this is really just the first step to say where we're going. We haven't even really discussed exactly what the size or sort of scope or scale will be. We have some preliminary estimates, but in terms of looking at different cost controlling measures, you know, we may need to sort of shrink the footprint or make some adjustments to make it fit our budget.
So you don't have your parking spot picked out yet?
I do not have my parking spot. There's no one out there spray painting the names of the supervisors.
Not yet. Today. Okay. Let's talk about the finances. 30-year mortgage. At the moment, what's it going to cost the county year to year?
We're looking at around a $50 million price tag, which is really substantial. And, you know, the challenge is this sounds absolutely crazy, right? To spend that much money on a building. But when you look at the literally hundreds of millions of dollars of deferred maintenance on our current buildings, in addition to the lack of energy efficiency, right? Honestly, the terrible use of space for a very sprawling county complex that could instead potentially host affordable housing and workforce housing for the city of Santa Rosa. You know, there are a lot of things that are not right about the current county complex, and so we really do need to make this investment into the future. We also feel that, you know, in addition to looking at the finances, we need to look at the climate benefits and the sort of place-based benefits of actually having an opportunity to revitalize downtown, right, to right a land use decision wrong that was done in the past. Those giant big box stores that really divide east from west in Santa Rosa, we have an opportunity to actually create a corridor and to bring some vibrancy to downtown.
Yeah, let's expand on that a little bit more. How do you think it's going to help commerce in the downtown area?
You know, I think that anytime you bring a couple of thousand employees into a space where they are going to then go grab coffee and lunch and potentially shop for whether it's a child's birthday present or, you know, grab something quick on their way home from the office, that's really going to inject some vibrancy and some life in during the day, certainly in downtown.
A COVID update. At last check, we're at 329 COVID deaths overall as a county. Are we on track for what you expected, say, 6 months or a year ago?
You know, I think that I want to be honest, the Delta variant has been a substantial setback. And so we're just really continuing to urge folks to get vaccinated if they haven't gotten vaccinated yet and to get tested, because we're actually are seeing some breakthrough cases with the Delta variant and folks who are fully vaccinated. And so it's just really, really important to make, you know, we feel like we're done with COVID, but COVID is not done with us yet. And, you know, the more folks we have that are not vaccinated, the greater a reservoir for mutation is created. So we could see something, you know, potentially even worse than the Delta variant, which, as we know, is both more transmissible as well as having a higher fatality and sort of more severe symptoms.
Kind of a 30,000-foot macro level, what do parents need to know as we inch closer and closer to getting back to school?
You know, this is a great question, and I was actually just asking Dr. Shende and Dr. Mace yesterday about when can we expect kids under the age of 12 to be eligible for vaccination. And apparently right now, folks are saying at the federal level probably November or December. So it looks like we will be going back into the school year without vaccinations being available for the under 12 age group. If you're, you know, 12 and over, absolutely go ahead and take your children out and get them vaccinated in anticipation of the school year. But, you know, we're still kind of waiting to hear from different school districts. Most that I have heard are, you know, saying that they are going to be requiring masks, and it will be, you know, hopefully, you know, back to school, but not exactly back to normal just yet.
We're chatting with County Supervisor Linda Hopkins. Linda, back to the meeting last night, there was some advances in the Housing and Urban Development Department. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so there were a number of, basically we looked at sort of our one-year work plan, right, around affordable housing and homelessness solutions in Sonoma County. And so we were able to move forward with investments in a number of really critical projects, including both affordable housing and overdue infrastructure investments. out in my neck of the woods, that meant giving the thumbs up to a $700,000 investment in Sweetwater Springs Water District that will actually be helping them repair and enhance their infrastructure to allow for more fire hydrants to be installed, which is a really critical need in the lower Russian River, given the severity of our wildfire season. So again, looking at those kind of community infrastructure projects, as well as affordable housing support.
There you have it. She's County Supervisor Linda Hopkins. Linda, good luck on the parking space moving forward.
Thank you so much. All right, take care.